What do you think people would learn from them, and what is their historical value?
Well, I mean, it's a unique event, obviously, in the history of Kansas and of the country. I mean, we've only had one other major serious disruption in Lawrence, Kansas, and that would be Quantrill's raid, which my relatives were in. And so I thought it was important that that information be turned over for the purposes of history. I mean, that was my major. And I was the first person witness to it. And, the newspapers and other things would never quite do justice because they were always condensations of what happened. But the audio recordings were completely real. And so they would have a truth that would stand on their own for people who wanted to capture the emotions. I mean, what you told me in listening to them was that it took you back in that moment in time. And I think that's important for people to get the sense of the emotion of a time, not just the words, not just the actors, but the tone, the temper. And you can hear that in an audio recording. It's like listening, you know, for those of us who lived through both Martin Luther King's assassination and President Kennedy's assassination, just hearing the audio of those, of the announcement of President Kennedy's death and of Martin Luther King's death, you can hear how people reacted, and that's an extraordinary thing. I hope that anyone who would hear or study this period would also remember how important it is for young people to live powerful ideals in the world. And that is perhaps the gift of the late 60s, is that so many young people who grew up in that had emerged from all of that experience with the gift of passion and ideals to make the world a better place. And I hope that future generations can have a taste of that as well.